T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
John Mowad. John, you there?
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know where.
So you are taking us to lunch. It's really nice of you.
Oh, I can't wait. Don't back out. We're going.
This is a huge movie weekend. Daniel Craig in the latest edition of Bond, No Time to Die.
The world is arming faster than we can respond. We need all the help we can get.
You a 00?
2 years. So stay in your lane.
When you're ready.
You're late.
This is going to go brilliantly.
He's going to kill millions.
Q, Bond.
Going to need that plane.
All right, anybody that's been around a while knows the Bond legacy. What could they possibly do that's new, John?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, Larry. We're talking about No Time to Die, rated PG-13, stars Daniel Craig in his final performance. And, Larry, they do two things that I picked out that I noticed that have never been done in a Bond film before, and it's going to blow a lot of people's minds. So there's that. I don't want to give too much away because we're going to see it next week. But James Bond films do a certain thing. I mean, since the 50s, they're able to blend things like loyalty and giving it all for your country. And with James Bond, you get his relationship with women blended with how these women help him to succeed in whatever it is he's trying to do. They have all these elements that are just really important to the Bond series. And you've seen some of these elements before, maybe in Mission Impossible, pick some up. Fast and Furious does a lot of the same things. Well, these James Bond movies combine it all. And in this edition, the No Time to Die, you get all of that. It's a long movie. It's over 2.5 hours long. And we pick it up with James Bond right after his last film. And he's in retirement. He's living the great life. And it all comes to an end once he's visited by his CIA operative friend, and it's back into the game.
So do you have to see Spectre, which was the last one, to enjoy No Time to Die, or are you okay?
Yeah. No, you don't have to see it. This movie does stand alone, Kevin, but it is. I mean, if you want to do a little homework, do a little backup, it does help to keep that storyline going, because some of these characters, like in all the James Bond films, there's always a little bit of carryover. There's always a reference to the last film. And with Daniel Craig, this being his fifth film, there have been characters, and there's one in particular played by Jeffrey Wright, who's in every one of his films. And so some of the stuff does carry over, so it's kind of fun to go ahead and do a little bit of homework and then go sit down and enjoy this film. But you don't have to. The movie is a James Bond. It's exciting. It's action-packed, and it gives you everything that you want in a James Bond film. So you don't have to. You don't necessarily have to do that.
Why is he ending after 5? He's just done. And have they announced? Will they do more? And if so, do we know who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Daniel Craig had said when he started back with Casino Royale that he would only do James Bond as long as he could do it relatively stuntman-free. So he wanted to be able to do all his things. Well, like all of us, Daniel Craig's getting older, and he found that Inspector, they needed to bring in stunt people more and more. And he said, you know what, he was going to call it quits then, decided to do one more, give it everything he got. And it's really, he knew that his time physically had come to an end.
Yeah, it's a pretty grueling schedule and a pretty grueling scene. I know Sean Connery did, seven. Roger Moore did seven. And so Craig is doing what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. But he does a great job. I loved Skyfall, and I loved Casino Royale. Well, very good.
Yeah. So these movies are really good. And what's great about these films is that they keep those elements, and this movie has all those elements. I mean, we look at James Bond, and we know that, you know, there's that female component that's going to come and play, and there's that, how is he going to get out of this situation? And so these movies give you all of that in spades. And like I said, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes long, and it doesn't seem like it. It goes fast. And people are going to be pretty happy with the results and the ending. Again, I don't want to give too much away, but the ending is really crazy, and it's going to be interesting to see where they go from here.
All right, John Mowat on movies, and now time for our movie trivia. We wait for it every week. I don't know what the scorecard is right now.
I think I'm winning. Pretty close.
How do you get that?
I mean, because I answer more correctly than you do, I believe.
All right, well, that could be. All right, let's see. Who's starting first?
Well, let's start with Kevin, because he's so good.
Because he's so cocky.
Yeah, Kevin, we know about these James Bond movies, and there's been a ton of them. Can you tell us how many James Bond, including this one, how many James Bond films have there been?
Well, there have been 25, unless you count the other two that sort of fell outside, 27 in all.
That's correct.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a setup.
Yeah. No, I just know.
You were on the computer.
I was reading about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the 25 and then two extra. And those 25 are Eon films, and that's just a production company. And then there's two non-Eon films, which, you know, same James Bond. In one case, it's Sean Connery, but they're just considered non-Eon films. But they're all James Bond, and you're right, 27.
All right, what's my question?
Well, Larry, we hear a lot about Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Daniel Craig. All these guys have played James Bond. But can you tell us who the novelist was that created James Bond?
Ian Fleming. Yes!
Ian Fleming, you're right.
His name's on every... It's right there on the poster, every single poster. Ian Fleming's James Bond. Come on.
Sorry, Kevin. And the countdown continues. All right, we'll figure out where we're going to see Bond. James Bond. Meanwhile, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline, Mr. John Mowat. John, you have yourself a weekend.
You too, fellas.
I feel a little stronger all of a sudden. Ian Fleming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.